The Covington Public Library has been undergoing a massive renovation, and it's almost completed with updated facilities, expanded space, and resources. Kenton County Library Director Dave Schroeder joins me. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you must be feeling excited and relieved.
Very excited and also very relieved. We're excited about being able to provide so many new services and facilities to the community.
Well, let's start with some of the physical changes.
Yes.
You're over on...
We're at 5th and Scott Street in downtown Covington. We had a 50,000 square foot building, and we've added 10,000 square feet. And we've also expanded our public space by another 15,000 square feet. So we've added quite a bit of physical space that the public did not have access to in the past.
And I know some of those spaces in some cases doubled.
Yes. The area that really benefited from this expansion and renovation was our children's department. We're very committed to our children's services throughout our system, but especially in Covington. That space more than doubled. So lots of new meeting space, an outdoor reading garden for kids, lots of activity space, comfortable seating for adults and for children, and lots more computer terminals for children to do homework and learning stations as well for younger children.
When did the work actually start?
It started in April of 2011. So it's been really a two-year project, a little bit over 2 years.
And you kept on going even with all the disruptions of construction surrounding the library.
Correct. It's really the first time we've done a major renovation where we've stayed in the building. We've built two new buildings in the last 10 years, but this was a major undertaking because there was nowhere really to move the library. And so we stayed open during the whole process, and things went very smoothly. The staff was very cooperative, and the patrons were very understanding.
Talk a little bit about the environmental updates, because there are quite a few.
One of the things that our patrons really wanted was more light, and so we've accomplished that through windows as well as some cost-effective lighting. And that was done not only to improve the lighting in the facility, but also to improve our energy efficiency. So the building was planned to be energy efficient. We've also added some aspects that help with our heating and cooling. We were still using the original heating and cooling system that was almost 40 years old. Many of the upgrades had to be done, like a sprinkler system, which we did not have. There was no code for that when we built the building. And so our stairwells were not up to fire code. And so much of the work that we did was bringing the building up to code. The rest of it was making sure that the Covington residents had the same access to information and same facilities that we had at our suburban and our rural location in the county.
And that would include what kinds of resources?
Again, we did a good search with our patrons about what they wanted. And a couple of things they wanted was more access to technology. And so, you know, we were in an old building, and anytime we added technology, we had to go through a foot of concrete to run lines. So we more than doubled the number of public terminals in the building. A drive-through window. We have drive-through windows at our other two branches. We now have one at Covington, which has been really successful. A lot of people work in downtown Covington and are going through Covington, and so they can call ahead. We can have the book waiting or the item waiting. They can drive through, pick it up, and they're on their way. So that was a major innovation. We've also added more meeting rooms. That was another thing that the community really requested. So we have some small study group rooms that are used by anyone who would like to meet with a small group. We've also added classroom space as well as a much larger adult meeting space and a teen area. Our Covington Library is located near a number of schools, and teens use the facilities regularly. And so we have a special place set aside just for the teens that can kind of be blocked off from the rest of the building. And teens can be teens and be supervised and have a good time and enjoy being at the library. And we want our children to see the library as a place that's good to be at and fun to be at so that we can continue to engage them in learning and reading.
I'd like to hear more about the expanded resources, particularly in the areas of history and genealogy and job resources.
We have been collecting local history and genealogy at the Covington location since the 1970s. One of the things that was lacking for that area in the old building was that they were kind of on the main floor in the hubbub of everything going on the main floor. And so we have moved them to the third floor, and they have taken over the whole third floor of the building. So it's a much more quiet study space. It's allowed us to include an archive room with temperature and humidity control. We've had a number of agencies and groups, including St. Elizabeth Medical Center, that have designated us as their archive. And so we are collecting local history materials, not only books and databases and resources, but also physical items and archive collections. And so that's been a major transformation of the building. Something that really draws people not only from Northern Kentucky, but from across the country. We get visitors. I think last year we had visitors from probably 30 of the 50 states and from a number of foreign countries. So that's a resource that's heavily used.
And for genealogy, too.
Yes, genealogy is something that has become a fast-growing hobby across the country, very popular. We've seen television shows being done on genealogy topics. And so our bread and butter, really, in the local history department is genealogy research. And so we have a professionally trained staff that are helping people every day, helping people find their ancestry. We've also been a leader in the field of digitizing and scanning and indexing materials. So if you go to our webpage, you will find a large number of photographs. We have over 100,000 photographs that we have scanned and indexed and are online. We have about 300,000 local history records that are online. And so we're trying to provide access to genealogists and local historians, whether they live in our area or live outside of our area.
You also have a wonderful collection of the art of a very famous local artist, Frank Duveneck.
We've been very fortunate. Frank Duveneck was a local artist, one of the premier artists at the turn of the last century. The early 1900s, he was president of the Cincinnati Art Academy, and he was a Covington resident for most of his life. Trained in Munich, and many of his works have been donated to the library over the years. We have about a dozen of his paintings, everything from his portraiture to landscapes. He was also, because he was involved in the Art Academy, taught many local artists, and so we have a collection of his students' work as well. We also have several Harlan Hubbards. Harlan Hubbard was a local artist with a national reputation. And so our art collection is really one of the hidden gems, I think, in Northern Kentucky, and it's open to the public. Right now, it is out of the building. We moved it out of the building during the renovation, so it should be back in the building, hopefully early next year.
You're engaged in a number of community collaborations.
We work with all the schools, of course, in Kenton County, but our Covington facility in particular is located right across the street from the main building of the new Gateway Community and Technical College's urban campus. Gateway is working on developing an urban campus for downtown Covington that will serve the urban core of Northern Kentucky. And so we are working very closely with them to make sure their students and faculty and staff have cards, to make sure they have access to our collections. We're also looking at what kind of programs they're offering and trying to tailor our collections to make sure we're meeting the needs of the students. Students have access to our computer technology and also access to our meeting rooms and other facilities. It's been a wonderful collaboration and something we hope to see grow in the future.
It's a great library in a great space and well worth a visit. Thanks to my guest, Kenton County Library Director Dave Schroeder. You can find out more about the Covington Library's newly renovated facilities by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.